The primary election is almost here. Vote centers will be open May 7th from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Make your vote count. Visit vote.indy.gov for more information. This message was paid for by the Marion County Election Board.
I know nothing about the movie Strange World. And somebody, I think, had made a very, very good point on social media, which is kind of a weird thing to say that somebody made a good point on social media. Tony Katz, 93 WIBC, good morning. The movie Strange World is from Disney. And the movie is going to lose $100 million, which, according to some people, is a lot of money. Fair amount of loot is $100 million. But people had talked about this movie because somehow this movie was part of Disney's wokeness, and they were introducing this kind of character and that kind of character, and they were going to show how inclusive, and, well, people didn't go to the movie. They didn't go to the movie, and it's going to lose $100 million. Here's the question. Has anybody seen an ad for this film? Have you, don't get me wrong, I don't watch cable TV. I don't watch really regular TV. I mean, I should say I don't watch any regular TV. I don't. Did you see an ad for this film anywhere? Anywhere did you see an ad for this movie? Some people had noted it's a Disney film. I am in their demo. I never saw an ad for this. So did they make a movie that was meant to be wokely woke woke woke, realize that it wasn't going to get an audience, and instead of wasting the money on advertising, they're like, you know what? It's a loss. We're moving on. We're Disney. We got a bunch of other things. There it is. Because that's what it looks like. Now, this leads us into a conversation about what's happening with Bob Iger, who has taken over as CEO. Robert Chapek was put to the side. Bob Iger is back. And, of course, it was Chapek who was pushing very aggressively into this so-called diverse world. No diversity of thought, but certainly diversity of all their characters. And they had producers say that they had a not at all secret gay agenda, and they were regularly adding queerness to children's programming. That's their quote. As long as the character is worthy of the film, makes sense to the film, that's all anybody cares about. Adding things in for the sake of it, well, that makes you weird. That makes you creepy. Iger has now stated that his plan is to try and quiet things down, and that is the popcorn moment. Let's go, let's go. It's a story you need to hear to believe, then grab your popcorn because there is more. Bob Iger, you know, I had said, you know, Iger's replacing Chapek. This is bad for the woke. Well, I'm wrong. Because what he's doing here in this town hall doesn't seem like he's getting rid of the wokeness.
Here's a virtual question. Many cast members had wished that Disney stayed out of politics. Will Disney stay out of making political statements?
You know, I think there's a misperception here about what politics is. And I think that some of the subjects that have proven to be controversial as it relates to Disney have been branded political, and I don't necessarily believe they are. I don't think when you are telling stories and attempting to be a good citizen of the world that that's political. Just not how I view it. Do I like the company being embroiled in controversy? Of course not. It can be distracting, and it can have a negative impact on the company. And to the extent that I can work to kind of quiet things down, I'm going to do that. But I think it's important to put in perspective what some of these subjects are and not just simply brand them political.
If I'm being asked, quieting things down politically, is the conversation of a regroup. That the plan, that the effort is to say, okay, Disney pushed too far, too fast in all these categories. You know what we're going to do? You know what we're going to do? We're going to bring it back. We're going to bring it back and calm down. And then through the drip, 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 they will add their wokeness as they see fit. It was too fast, too quick. We'll regroup. We'll try again. That's what it looks like. That is definitely what it looks like. That Iger does not see an issue with the engagement. Now, maybe, just maybe, we will see that indeed they make good films and aren't interested in the lectures. But knowing how these things work, they will just go about a slower drip in. So that might mean taking things that they have right now in production, saying, you know what, we're pushing that back 4 years. That little drip there, that little drip there. It might mean for them, we thought it was important in this film. We didn't think it was important in that film. We did think. And we'll see how people deal with it. Because when it's not all at once and so flagrant, but just little bits here and there, it's how the frog doesn't understand that the water is boiling. The issue is not gay characters. It's at least not an issue for me. The issue is the idea that you have an agenda as opposed to making films. Your agenda doesn't fit with a fair amount of your audience, a large amount of your audience. That's out of touch. I don't know how Disney expects the long future when they're out of touch. Oh, that's right. They're Disney. They'll tell you what it is you want to hear. And they certainly will try and tell your kids as you park them in front of a TV and let them watch some of the nonsense that Disney's been putting on television for more than a decade. One of the reasons I think my kids are for the most part normal, there was no Disney TV in their life. I did that part right.